Budget delivery is an annual exercise carried out by the Ministry of Finance. As is expected, the minister will appear before Parliament to tell Ghanaians what to expect in the 2015 budget. Ahead of the day, Radio Ghana has been sampling the expectations of political parties and economic experts on the 2015 budget. The parties described the economy as an ailing one. First, the NPP's Anthony Kabo, who believes government must step up efforts to address the economic concerns of the public.
We are in a very difficult situation. District assemblies are inactive because government lacks money to be able to pay workers of the country. 700,000 public sector workers are baring their teeth at government over unpaid pension. As I speak to you, many people who are due for retirement in 2013, 2014 have not received their pension allowance. The economy is down to the bone, as our president said. So this budget is supposed to address many of those issues. We are going to be watching closely to see if indeed government, touted homegrown policy, which they touted as the reason for the current economic quagmire, will take center stage in the budget.
With all these descriptions that you've given,
so these are descriptions of the government.
Are you then saying that you have not seen any positive development as far as this government is concerned in relation to economic issues?
Well, I think that, to be fair, and I'm not going to sound very political here, when this government took over, they were able to, under Atta Mills' leadership, at least we saw some respite in the economy. Things were much better. The economy was rebounding and gaining its strength. We were told that it was the fastest growing economy in the world. I mean, these are facts. You can't run away from it. So why are we where we are? I won't sound blockheaded to say that I haven't seen anything positive about this government. I am hearing that there's going to be a lot of tax adjustment. We have been informed that this budget hearing will announce some VAT on petroleum as part of the conclusions of the homegrown policies this government has touted. So we are waiting to see what will happen to social intervention, for instance, the school feeding program. We are also going to see what is going to happen to the NHIS. This budget must be a budget that will resolve all the problems, resolve the issues of pension. The workers want their money.
So, Mr. Kabo, you expect all this in tomorrow's budget, isn't it?
Well, this budget is supposed to be the budget to resolve all our problems.
But then you mentioned some challenges earlier, and don't you appreciate or agree with communicators who continuously talk about the fact that some of these challenges are general challenges facing the international scene?
The world has never been a peaceful place. Why would NDC communicators always make reference to the international community? Even under President Nkrumah, the international community, there were problems there. Under President Rawlings, we faced those situations. Under President Kuku, we faced those situations. This government has announced to us homegrown policy. It means that they are trying to deal with the issues with local solutions. But in this budget, we expect to see those solutions to the problem.
And if government is able to address these homegrown policies, is your party going to applaud government for that move?
It is not in our business to applaud government for what they have done, or the good things that they have done which will benefit the entire Ghanaian people. And it is in our business to raise critical issues with government policy that is not addressing the cause of the people.
Anthony Kabo is with the NPP. For the PNC, Bernard Mona tells Radio Ghana that the 2015 budget should highlight good policies on agriculture and was quick to add that the attention should not only be centered on cocoa, but all crops for an improved agricultural system.
Well, the economy of Ghana is in stress. There are difficulties within the economy. The rigidities that control almost every facet of the economy cannot be understated. There are fiscal rigidities and there are monetary rigidities. In all this, it appears that we have been pandering to the nomenclature of classical economy, which says that you have to rely on GDP, you have to rely on inflation, you have to look at interest rates. These economies of averages have not spread to the mass of people, and therefore you see that there is untold hardship on a segment of our society, whilst a few are actually in the pool enjoying. To that extent, if you take the spread of our national resources, it's obvious that less than 5% of our nation is profiting from the wealth of 100%, whilst 95% are suffering.
And do you know those who are enjoying, as you have just said?
Well, you can count on what we call the middle class, those who are capable of capital and are the employers. We have government agencies and we also have the private sector. And these people obviously will siphon the blood of labor in order to achieve the megalomaniac life that they are living.
But then, what are some of the key issues issues that you want the finance minister to highlight in the budget? Key issues.
We know that the economy is in stress, and we are expecting that the 2015 budget that will be presented tomorrow will take a deep look at the fiscal rigidity. We'll look at the issues that confront monetary rigidity, so that at the end of the day, we'll overcome these inadequacies that have imposed hardship on the people of Ghana. For instance, sector by sector, one will want to see function in the portfolios in agriculture. We do not want to constantly see that cocoa has been given premium place to the neglect of other foods that could serve, other crops that could serve as cash crop, some of which the benefits far outweigh that of cocoa. As you are aware, cocoa prices in the world market are dipping, and any time we increase our production of cocoa, what we get in return is that we get a decline in our revenue. Diversify. For instance, we should ensure that we are able to take on board shea butter or shea nut. We should ensure that we are able to expand the scope of shea nut, set up factories, and also provide similar incentives as have been provided for the cocoa farmers. We will be able, for instance, to institute a free boot system for the shea producers. We should be able to institute a free healthcare system as is with the cocoa clinic. We should be able to ensure that we have scholarship for the shea farmers. Therefore, we should be able to give them guaranteed practices.
You heard PNC's Bernard Mona. Kofi Wayo of the United Renaissance Party also shared his thoughts. Mr. Wayo expects the budget to address the real needs of Ghanaians.
There's something wrong with we black Africans. I've been telling you, our economy, since I've been in Ghana, it's not an economy for the Ghanaians. It's a colonial economy. You know, the market women, they're not part of the system. The farmers, they're not part of the system because they don't give them pension. So, the farmers and the market women are 90% of the economy, because economy means the total production of the inhabitants of an area. Okay, so what is your production based? The economy is based on cocoa.
So, Mr. Wayo, in your opinion, can't you just give us one or two sentences how you see the economy as it stands now?
I don't see any economy here. I see a pam-pam, you know, everybody for their stomach, you know, everybody for himself, God for us all. That's all I see here. Because you have an economy, and you can't give the people water. You can't electricity to produce. You can't give. So what kind of economy is that? And then you're blaming John Mahama. Huh? This was here before all of us were born. So we need to change our paradigm.
So who is responsible then to change this paradigm?
The educated class. The so-called elite, they are responsible for this. They sold us to the colonials.
So are you on his expectation on tomorrow's budget? A financial expert, Isaac Adongo, says he expects three key areas to be highlighted in the budget. He mentioned fiscal consolidation, massive infrastructure development, and addressing the trade deficit.
For the budget tomorrow, I expect to see more action towards some of the issues that the president raised in the State of the Nation address. In the State of the Nation address, while recognizing that we had to realign the budget to meet key national priorities, he was also of the view that we needed to transform the structure of the economy to be able to support a more sustainable development that would impact the lives of the poor and the general population. And so I want to see a lot more action in those areas, such as supporting the agricultural sector, improving the climate for the private sector to take over the growth agenda, to ensuring that the manufacturing and service sectors are well positioned to be able to grow and create employment, and to that extent, to see how the economy can be stabilized in order to bring down some of the challenges we've had with inflation, with interest rates, and particularly to address the energy challenges so that businesses can be able to thrive and drive the economy.
Many have pointed out to government and other stakeholders that some of these concerns you've just raised have been repeated, but then nothing has been done about it, and you still expect it to be highlighted in tomorrow's budget?
Yes, I think that transformation of the economy is not done overnight. It's the process that must take a long-term view, and a long-term view, you are looking at a country that should at this time have in place a development plan or a development agenda spanning the next 25 to 50 years, so that over the longer period you achieve that transformation.
What do you really expect? Some of the key things you expect the Minister of Finance to talk about in Parliament? Probably three key things.
I think the first key thing is to strengthen the consolidation that we are looking at, the fiscal consolidation that we've been grappling with, in order to bring down the deficit in the budget. Of course, we also know that the wage bill, which is currently around 9.7 billion, is a major drain on Ghana's ability to consolidate. And so I would like to see more action on how the wage bill can be contained in order to make it more and more sustainable. That is one end. The other key areas is the drive towards improving our trade deficit situation. And here I'm talking in terms of our import and export. Our imports have gone up and we are spending close to $1.5 billion on items that can easily be produced locally. And then finally, I want to see a more aggressive booster towards infrastructure development, particularly in the area of social spending.
We now have on the line the 2012 presidential candidate of the CPP, Dr. Abubakar Foster. Good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the news.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Boss, we are fine, thank you. And what are some of your expectations or what you are expecting to be highlighted in the budget tomorrow?
I think primarily the first thing is that we must see a substantive and major shift to deal with the economic crisis on a long-term basis instead of the temporary measures that we have had to try and contain the effects of an excessive debt burden. We must have a long-term and visible way in which we are going to overcome that crushing debt burden, which is coring away at the heart of the economy. All the other issues regarding, inflation, depreciation, unemployment, and all these other issues are the result of our inability to deal with that crushing debt burden. And as I have said before, we cannot borrow our way out of the current economic crisis because the debt is the primary cause of our current situation. So what we expect to hear is a change in the path of how we deal with it. The details, yes, of how you contain it, fine, but the most substantive thing is what is the change in direction? Because sometimes it is not how you're containing the situation, but the direction in which you're trying to turn it. Now, as we've said before, one of the ways in which we can deal with this debt crisis is to handle our oil money significantly differently. And we must then begin to look at it, not as something that will supplement the budget, but as something that can be locked away, and then we use the interest accruing from that to offset our budgetary needs as well as service the debt. Now, if we do this over time, we can begin to get out of the debt burden, and then we can repay the principals on a projected long-term basis. But for as long as we are borrowing to close the widening gap in the debt and also service the interest, it will present a major problem, and all the other temporary measures that we're dealing with will continue on a protracted basis. So that, for me, is what I am looking for. I am looking for the elephant in the room. I am looking for the big-ticket item that is going to be a significant shift and a recognition that we cannot ultimately borrow our way out of the system without securing for ourselves a way of breaking the debt burden on a long-term basis.
Very well, Dr. Sakara. As an agronomist, what are you anticipating?
Well, one of the ways in which we would get relief is that if we are able to secure the oil money and use the interest payment to service our debt and focus on injecting any growth, any accumulated capital in new areas, then we can direct that money into agriculture, which is the most significant area of potential for growth for us, and one in which, with a significant percentage of our population employed in agriculture, will have a pervasive effect and impact on everybody, as well as beginning to redress our large import bill, which is another source of the pressure on our currency. Now, these are fundamental issues. If we leave those aside and just have a temporary means of tackling the attendant issues, then we're just on a treadmill. And what I want to see is a trend in the budget that shows that we have turned that corner away from addressing the issues on a temporary basis and beginning to address them on a fundamental level.
Very
we
well.
Won't solve the problems overnight, but we will then be moving in a different direction altogether.